Hey, GWA Backstage. This is my first questionnaire. Da-da-da-da. I don't know if that's, like, theme music or something. I saw this, The Virgin questionnaire from, That's My Maple Candy. And I thought it was really interesting, and I don't know if anyone really knows this about me, but I actually am a virgin. Surprise, surprise. Maybe not. Maybe not a surprise. but I'm gonna answer these questions to the best of my ability. Hopefully they're not too boring. Question one. Describe the last physically sexual experience you've ever had with another person. Who was this person in relation to you? How did it happen? What did you do? Where did you go? What did it feel like? I haven't had any sexual experiences that were physical, but my first girlfriend was when I was 20. And she was a few years younger than me, and we were long distance, and she and I were talking on the phone, and it kind of led to some dirty things. And it was funny because she'd actually done sexy things like that before with someone else, and I hadn't. So it was my first time, and I was really nervous, and yeah, it was nice though. It was just really, really new to me, and yeah, that's all I'm really gonna say about it, I guess. Two. Describe the last time you masturbated. What were you thinking about? Where were you? Did your orgasm come fast, or did you build up to it? Did you come more than once? I masturbated earlier. I did an audio today, recorded it, and then I was still super horny after. So I went to my room and watched some porn, and I came once. I think just once. I tried to go for a second one, but I was ready to edit my audio. I just needed that one release after the audio, so. Yeah. I usually can't, unless I'm, like, really horny, but I usually have to, like, watch porn to get off. Sometimes I can get off to, like, audios and stuff, but I usually need to have, like, something happening around me. Like, I can't just use my mind. I can't just fantasize. It just doesn't work for me like that. I have to have something visually happening, or some sensory thing needs to be happening to me. Did it come fast? Yeah. I was using my Hitachi, so that helped too. Describe in exquisite detail how you would like your first sexual experience to go. Would you go on a date first, or would you just tear each other's clothes off and just go at it? What would you wear? Ladies, would you wear lingerie? If so, describe it. I mean, I would like it to go nicely. I would like to go on a date first. I don't want to just, like, I mean, I'm kind of in my, like, mid-20s, so I don't want to just, like, have sex for, like, the sake of having sex. Like, that's not how I view sex and relationships. I want to, like, do it with somebody who I have strong feelings for, and hopefully they have strong feelings for me. and they don't just want me, you know, for my body or whatever. So I would definitely go on a date first. Maybe even like a couple, because I just don't, I wouldn't feel comfortable just like not really, even if I was really sexually attracted to the person, it would just wouldn't seem right. Like we'd have to have more than just a physical connection. Ladies, would you wear lingerie? Maybe like, you know, like a sexy bra, or I wouldn't like go all out and buy a whole like lacy outfit. That's not me, but yeah, something cute, make me feel sexy and confident, instead of just like, I don't know, a sports bra, even though that can be kind of sexy too, but whatever. Describe in exquisite detail how you would want your partner to look. I mean, the relationships that I've been in, the girls that I've dated, they were very opposite. So I mean, it's not, you know, too important to me what they look like physically. I think that confidence is really important. So as long as she is like secure of her body, secure of her, you know, her appearance, if she wears makeup or not, and she has to have a great smile. Smiles are so important. And she's gotta have a great sense of humor, because I can't handle when people are so serious all the time, or they're just no fun, and I need to have somebody fun and sweet and caring and respectful. Those are like my main things that I look for in a person. What would be turnoffs in this area? Rude to other people, wacky cuckoo clock. I can handle people who are a little like crazy or rambunctious. I have kind of like I'm kind of chill and calm most of the time, so I think we could kind of balance each other out. But I cannot stand people who are rude or not accepting of other people. That's pretty important to me. Number 5. Say you're at a party and you're looking to go on a nice date with someone. What are some things that they can do to ensure a date and to seal the deal? I mean, the smile is really important. And confidence, and like if she approaches me, because I am not one to make the first move, and I'm trying to work on that, but if she comes up to me and asks me to do something, I'm basically yours. Yeah, I really like a girl with confidence. That's really important. 6. What excites you most about having sex? The connection with someone else. Of course I would really like to, you know, be pleased really well, but I also want to please my partner too. I think that's really exciting, hearing her moans or her whimpers, if she wants more of something. That's really exciting. I actually, with my first partner, when we would have phone sex, it was typically me coming first, and then I would, you know, help her, and just hearing her, like, moaning and saying my name and all of that would make me get off again, and I just think that's really sexy, like hearing your partner so pleased and coming. Yeah, my gosh, my face is so red. Seven. Let's say you lost your virginity tonight. Oh. Who would you tell tomorrow morning? How would you tell them? Would you tell them the whole story, or just, yeah, I had sex for the first time? I would definitely tell my best friend. I would tell her everything. I think she would want to know everything, honestly. I would probably tell, like, my sisters, maybe? I don't know. I don't think I'd want to, like, share with the whole world, but, I would probably be grinning from ear to ear, so people would be like, why are you so happy? And it would be hard for me not to tell them. Let's talk about birth control. I don't use birth control. I haven't used any before. I mean, if I was gonna use something, I'd probably just be on the pill. Because I know it has other benefits besides, you know, just not wanting to get pregnant, but I'm a lesbian, so I don't really have to worry about getting pregnant. Nine. Speaking of coming, where would you want the cum to be? Inside, in your mouth, on your body? If I was with a girl and, you know, she was coming or squirting or, I would definitely be okay with her doing that to my mouth. I think that's really hot. If we were, like, grinding on each other or something, she could definitely come on my body. I'm not really picky, and I'm not, you know, like, oh, don't do that. Like, yeah, as long as she feels good and I feel good, and I think I'm pretty good with what happens. 10. Optional for the brave. Let's see. Without mentioning a username, or do if you want, talk to your GWA crush about how much they turn you on. What do they do to get you horny? And would you have sex with them in the way you described in question 3? Well... I have quite a few crushes on GWA. There's a lot of very talented, very sexy ladies on here. There's one in particular. I don't know if I should say her name because I don't want to embarrass her, or I don't know. Maybe she already has, like, other people who are interested in her, and I don't want anyone to get feisty or jealous. But I would definitely go on a date with her, and if one thing leads to another, I would definitely be okay with that. She turns me on quite a lot. I like her giggles and her, kind of nervous chatter. I'm sure people can probably figure out who this is anyway, but, yeah, she's really adorable, and, I like her quite a bit. So, if you ever want to make my question 3 dreams come true, you let me know, okay, girl? Alright, I'm done with this questionnaire. I hope you enjoyed. Alright, bye-bye.